AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Tennessee's Republican governor signs a bill to regulate medication abortions.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has signed a bill that will strictly regulate the dispensing of abortion pills in his state. Lee, a Republican, signed the bill Thursday night that will require a medical clinician to be physically present when abortion pills are administered to a patient, even though federal regulations allow mail delivery nationwide. The Tennessee bill will go into effect January 1st, 2023. Notably, Tennessee is among 13 states with the so-called trigger law that would make abortion illegal should the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision be overturned. A draft opinion leaked this week suggested the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to overturn Roe. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Labor Department says 428,000 jobs were added in April. The tight labor market has small companies like Cut Above Landscaping in Massachusetts scrambling to find workers. Owner Christopher Clark says the help wanted ads aren't working.
People don't answer the ads that we have out, Craigslist, Indeed, word of mouth or anything. There's nobody's coming to the door to apply for a position.
Clark says even when he hires someone, they may not show up for work. In Havana, Cuba, sirens as rescuers arrive at a luxury hotel where an apparent gas leak explosion blew away the outer walls of the building. At least 9 people are dead, another 40 injured. No tourists were staying in the 96-room hotel, which was undergoing renovations. At least 13 people are missing. The stock markets post their 5th straight weekly loss. On the day, the S&P 500 lost 23 points, the Dow dropped 98. The Nasdaq again had the largest loss, dropping 173, a 1.4% loss in value. This is AP News. Prison time for a New York man dressed as a caveman during the Capitol riot.
U.S. District Judge James Boasberg told Aaron Mostofsky that he was literally on the front lines of the mob attack on January 6, 2021. The 35-year-old judge's son from Brooklyn was wearing a furry caveman costume and a fox belt on his head when he became one of the first to enter the restricted area around the U.S. Capitol and breach the building. With a bulletproof police vest and riot shield that he ended up taking home, he was interviewed on video by a reporter from the New York Post, saying he stormed the Capitol because he believed the election was stolen. He's been sentenced to 8 months in prison, a year of supervised release, $2,000 in restitution, and 200 hours of community service. At a sentencing hearing, he asked the judge for mercy and was ashamed of his contribution to the chaos of that day. I'm Jennifer King.
Georgia Republican Congressional Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene stays on the ballot. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger agreeing with a judge who ruled voters in her district failed to show she was significantly involved in the riot. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.